Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Chaf Aleph, and we were on the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis up to the Mishnah. So the topic here is the concept of Lo Sechanim, where the Torah gives us a mitzvah to enter the land of Israel to defeat the seven nations who are there, and not to techanim, not to give them a permanent spot within the land of Israel. So the biblical prohibition is to gift or to sell a piece of Israel to the non-Jews. So now we will see some rabbinic prohibitions. Says the Mishnah, "In maskirin lehem batim be'eretz Yisrael." Rabbinically, you cannot rent a house to a non-Jew in the land of Israel, even though renting is not lo techanim, it's not a permanent spot. But if we would be allowed to rent, we might then end up selling, which would be the biblical prohibition. And the rabbis have the mandate that they're supposed to keep us from violating sins. They're supposed to make fences to keep us away from violating a Torah sin. This is an example. They said, you're not allowed to rent it out to the non-Jew because that might lead you to sell it to the non-Jew. Vein tzarech lomar sados. Certainly, if you can't sell houses, if you can't rent houses, you certainly can't rent in the land of Israel a field to a non-Jew. Now, a field is even more so because in a field, as we'll see, besides the issues of Lo Sechanim, the fields of Israel, whatever grows, have an obligation to give truma and maaser. So if I give it to the non-Jew, he's not going to give chumos and maaser. So I'm causing part of Israel not to have the chumot and maaserot separated from it as it should be. Uvis Surya.
But you allow non-Jew to work in your field.
The non-Jew can work in the field, yes. Okay. Uvis Surya. Now, what is Surya? This we've seen several times already. Surya is what in the times of the Torah was called Aram Tzova. It's the area right next to Eretz Yisrael. Now, if in theory the Jews would have conquered all of Eretz Yisrael and then looked to expand and conquer some area outside would have been included in Eretz Yisrael. But David HaMelech didn't wait, and he went and he conquered Syria before having conquered the rest of Eretz Yisrael without the guidance of a prophet. And therefore, it is not biblically the land of Israel, but it's next door. If it wouldn't be treated somewhat like Israel, people would think not to fulfill the laws of Israel. So therefore, in Syria, all the laws of Israel apply, but they only apply rabbinically. So that's called Syria. So with Syria, in Syria, what about this law of leasing houses or leasing fields? So since it's only a rabbinic obligation anyway, the law not to sell them anything. So in Syria, maskirim lehem batim. You are allowed to lease a house to a non-Jew in Syria. Because even if you're going to forget and then sell a house to the non-Jew in Syria, you won't be violating the biblical law of Lo Techanim, because Lo Techanim is Lo Titen Lehem Chanoya Bakarka. It's only in Eretz Yisrael where you're not allowed to give them a portion. So, Maskirin Lehem Batim, you are allowed to lease houses to non-Jews in Syria.
Syria is
Syria
now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Avalos Sados. But even though you can lease houses, but you can't lease fields. Because in regards to fields, fields are, as we said, stricter than houses. A house. Oh, yeah. He's on. Okay. A house is only the issue of Lo Techanim, as we'll see in the Gemara. A field is, besides the issue of Lo Techanim, also an issue of causing the laws of Trumot and Masrot not to be fulfilled. So they're stricter, so you can't lease fields even in Syria. Now, what about areas further than Syria? Chutz la'aretz, way out of the land. Let's say places like England, Spain, Yemen. So when it's far away from the land, then mochin lehen batin. Not only can you lease to non-Jews' houses. You could even sell to non-Jews' houses. Avalos sados. There you cannot sell, though, fields to non-Jews. That's Divrei Rabbi Meir. It's outside of Israel, far outside of Syria. Mochin lehen batim, you can sell them houses. Umaskim and sados, and you're allowed to lease to them fields. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's the view of Rabbi Meir. Rashi says, though, that according to Rabbi Meir, you can't sell fields because fields are so much stricter than houses. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Be'eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel, maskirim lehem batim. In the land of Israel, according to Rabbi Yossi, you can even lease houses to the non-Jews. Avolo sados, but you can't lease fields. The Syria, and in the area right next to Eretz Yisrael, Syria, which has Kibush Yachid, which has rabbinically the status of Eretz Yisrael. Mochrin Batim, you can sell houses. Umaskirin Sados, and you can lease fields according to Rabbi Yossi. Uvachutz La'aretz, and further than Syria, way out of the land, Mochrin Elu Ve'elu, you can sell both houses and fields. Now, even in a place where they said that you can lease houses to the non-Jews, it's not for the non-Jew to live in the house. You can lease to them the house for him to use it as a storehouse for wood, for hay, but not that he can use it as his residence. Why? Because he brings idols into his residence. And then in your home, there are idols. Shenaman, the Torah says, Lo savitoi vo'el b'isecha. Do not bring the abomination into your home. Uvachol makom. And in every place, even far from Eretz Yisrael, Lo yaskir lo asamerchatz. If you own a bathhouse, you shouldn't lease your bathhouse to a non-Jew. Because the bathhouse will still be called Zev's bathhouse. And in that bathhouse, they're going to be heating up water, they're going to be working on Shabbos. It'll be a big sign, it's a Zev's bathhouse, and there's a lot going on there. So people are going to think that I'm violating Shabbos, I just hired this non-Jew to work for me, but it's my business going on Shabbos. So therefore, in the land of Israel, anywhere, you cannot rent out a bathhouse. Okay, so that was the Mishnah. And now the Gemara. The Mishnah began with the view of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, you're not allowed to lease a house to a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael. And certainly you can't lease a field to a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael. Fields are stricter than houses. And that's consistent throughout the Mishnah, that fields are stricter than houses. So why? My ein tzarich lomar sados. Why is it that I don't even need to tell you that you cannot lease a field? If it's because there are two issues in a field, number one, if you sell a field to the non-Jew, you have an issue of lotachanim, of giving them a permanent piece of Israel. And number two, v'chada, secondly, the kamaf kalemi meiser, if you sell a field to the non-Jew, so a piece of Eretz Yisrael that should have been producing grain and getting meiser taken from it, now there's not going to be meiser taken from it. You're causing meiser not to be given. Yachi, if that's the case, v'atim nami, in homes as well. Ikatarti, there are two issues. One, you're selling a piece of Israel to a non-Jew. You're violating lo tachanim. Secondly, you're causing mezuzah not to take place. If it would be a Jewish home, you'd have to put on a mezuzah. A non-Jew's not going to put up a mezuzah. Rav Misharsha answered, mezuzah chovas hadorhu. The obligation of mezuzah is not on the house. It's on the person who lives in the house. So therefore, if you lease the house to a non-Jew, so it's not so terrible. Or you sell the house to the non-Jew, it's not so terrible. He's the one living there. He doesn't need to have a mezuzah. But in regards to a field and miser is an obligation to some degree on the land. Whatever grows in the land should have miser separated from it. If you sell it to the non-Jew or even lease it to the non-Jew, miser is not going to be given. So that's the second problem besides the issues of not selling them land. Then Rabbi Meir says, but Surya is a little bit less. Besurya maskirim batim. In Surya, you can lease houses, avolo sados, but you can't lease fields. So Gemara says, maishna mechira dulo. Why is it that in Surya you couldn't sell them a house? You could only lease them a house. Mishum mechira deretz Yisrael. Because we're worried that if you're going to sell a house in Surya, then you might sell houses in Eretz Yisrael also to the non-Jew. You might sell houses also. And selling houses already the problem of lo techanein. Ihachi, if that's the case, ask the Gemara, mischiras nami nigzer. So let's also make another decree. Don't even lease a house in Surya to the non-Jew. Because if you lease a house to the non-Jew in Surya, then tomorrow you might lease a house to the non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara answers, "He gufa gzeira." There is no biblical prohibition on leasing to the non-Jew in the land of Israel. Lo techanein applies to selling land. So there was a decree on leasing. So we're going to get up and negzor gzeira ligzeira. We're going to make a decree upon another decree. A fence to keep away from a fence, that we don't do. We make a fence to keep away from a biblical law. We don't make a fence to stay away from another fence. So the law of not leasing is itself a fence. So we're not going to make a second fence, a fence to keep you from not leasing in Eretz Israel. Don't even lease outside of Israel. That we're not going to do.
Rabbi, Syria was a part of Israel those days. Is that why they talk too much about it? You know, that
there were Jews living there.
What's happening in...
Yeah, well, there were Jews living there. It had been conquered by King David. Okay. But because he conquered it too soon, it did not have the biblical status of the land of Israel.
But the majority of them, they were Gentiles.
I don't know. There were Gentiles, there were Jews there.
So it was not a Jewish country. It was like a...
No, it was.
It was a Jewish country. It was part of the district.
Oh.
Part of the Davidic dynasty or whatever.
Rabbi, are we talking here about Abu Dazara? But we know there is a lot more reason not to sell in Eretz Israel. We mechalelim Shabbat even to sign.
Yeah, what we said is the prohibition of lo techanein.
Ah, lo techanein.
We said that, yeah. So now the Gemara says, if you say we don't make a decree upon a decree, vaschirus sadeh, what we said, you can't lease a field to the non-Jew in Surya. That's the gzeira l'gzeirahi. That's a decree upon another decree. That's a decree upon another decree. Again, because leases are never biblical prohibitions. And so why can't I lease a field to the non-Jew? Presumably because that might lead me to lease a field to the non-Jew in Israel. Well, leasing a field to the non-Jew in Israel is only a decree. The kagazina, and yet we make it. So my answer is, hasam lav gzeirahu. There, it wasn't really a decree. Savar is of the opinion, kibush yachid shmei kibush, that the conquest of an individual, namely David's conquest, was a real conquest, and therefore it is Eretz Yisrael fully. It has the full status of conquest, even though he conquered it out of order. And therefore there would be a full prohibition. So there's according to this, this Tana actually holds that there's a full prohibition of selling land or a house in Surya to a non-Jew, just like there is in Eretz Yisrael. There would be lo techanein, that since the kibush yachid, the conquest of David, was a full-fledged conquest, Surya, according to this, has the status of Eretz Yisrael. But even so, sada di yispe tarte, in a field where you have two issues, you have number one. Number one, the problem of lo tachanim, plus the problem of causing maisos not to be given. Gazu be'rabanan, the rabbis made the decree that you shouldn't even lease the fields, because you might sell the fields. Batim de les butarti, but houses. Where you don't have two issues, you only have one issue, the issue of lo tachanim. So in Eretz Yisrael itself, they made a decree, you can't lease a house because you might sell a house. But in Syria, even though it is biblical, because kibush yachid shmei kibush, lo gazubu rabbanan, the rabbis didn't make the decree, they said you could lease houses. But they weren't worried that that would lead you to sell. But in Eretz Yisrael, there they were stricter, and they said that in Eretz Yisrael, you cannot lease a house because you might sell a house. In other words, Syria, according to this, is really like Eretz Yisrael. But even though it's like Eretz Yisrael, when the rabbis dealt with their laws and their gzeros, they were a little bit lenient. In Syria, they didn't make as many or as harsh the gzerot as in Eretz Yisrael. So in Syria, they made a decree not to lease a field, because they certainly didn't want you to sell a field, because that would be multiple problems. But they said you could lease a house, even though they don't want you to, certainly you can't sell a house, because that would be the biblical prohibition of lo tachanim.
That's the thing that we have, Rabbi, in Shvi today. In
this it affects Shvius, for sure.
So that's machloket.
Well, it might, yeah, it affects Shvius a lot. Shmita. Shmita, because, yeah. Now, b'chutzlaretz, then Rabbi Meir says, even further than Surya, so then Rabbi Meir says, you can sell houses and you can lease fields. Sadadis beitarte, but in regards to a field where you can have two problems, so then Gazu Barabana and the rabbis made a decree not to lease it. However, batim les butarti, houses that don't have two problems, lo gazu b'rabbanan, the rabbis didn't make the decree, and therefore they said that you could even sell the houses when it's far from Eretz Yisrael. Then Rabbi Yossi shifts everything. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, b'Eretz Yisrael maskirim lehem batim, in the land of Israel you can lease houses to the non-Jews, you just can't lease fields. In Syria, you can sell houses and you can lease fields. In Chutz Laaretz, you can sell both. My time, so what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara explains. Sados disputarte, fields where you have two problems. So since you have two problems, Kazubu Rabbanan, the rabbis made a decree, don't lease.
Yeah.
Because leasing could lead to a sale, and a sale would be two problems. Batim les butarti, but a house which only has one problem, just the problem of los chanein. Gazu b'rabbanan, the rabbis didn't make the decree about it. They said, okay, you can even lease. You might sell. So even if you sell, it's just one biblical prohibition. Ubesuria, and in Surya, according to Rabbi Yossi, you can sell houses, and you could even lease fields. My taima, why? Ksaver, he's of the opinion, kibush yachid, lo shmei kibush. That the conquest of Syria is not really a conquest to sanctify it. It doesn't have biblical sanctity. So therefore, when it comes to a field, when it comes to a house, you could even sell a house, because it's not biblically the land of Israel. However, usada, but in regards to a field, this beitarti, that if you'd sell a field in Israel, you'd have two problems. You'd have the problem of lo tachanim, plus the problem of knocking out meiser. So then, gazu b'rabbanan, then the rabbis make a decree that in Syria, don't sell a field, because that might lead you to sell a field in Eretz Yisrael, you have two problems. Batim les butarti, but in terms of houses, where even if you would sell the house in Eretz Yisrael, you'd only have one prohibition. And the rabbis didn't make decrees to say don't sell houses in Syria because it might lead you to sell houses in Eretz Yisrael. And if you're far from Syria, way outside of the land of Israel, so according to Rabbi Yossi, you can sell everything. You can sell houses and fields. It says the Gemara, my time, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi? When you're far from Eretz Yisrael, you can even sell fields. We just said that he says in Syria you can't sell a field because that might lead you to sell a field in Eretz Yisrael. And if you sell a field in Eretz Yisrael to the Nadjah, you have two problems. The answer is, given the Merachak, since it's very far from Eretz Yisrael, lo gazrinan. We don't have to make a decree, because what people do far from Eretz Yisrael won't lead them to think that they could do that in the land of Israel. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. And when you're far from Eretz Yisrael, you can sell houses, you can even sell fields. In Syria, you can sell houses and you can lease fields. In Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to lease houses, but you can't lease fields. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Ubuvad, but only as long as Shelo Yasena Shchuna. That he shouldn't make out of it a neighborhood. In other words, if he's selling houses in Syria, or if he's leasing houses in Eretz Yisrael to the non-Jew, he shouldn't lease a whole row of houses to make a whole neighborhood for the non-Jews. The Kama Shchuna, how much is a neighborhood? Tana, we learned in a Braisa, in Shchuna Plusa Mishlosha Bnei Adam, a neighborhood is at least three people. So less than three people he can do, but to three people...
Three houses?
Three houses, yeah. He shouldn't do... So now, the Gemara asks, so if you can't sell three houses, so how could we allow selling one? Why aren't we worried that this Jew is going to sell one house to a non-Jew? And that non-Jew is going to go and divide his house into two smaller houses and sell those pieces to other non-Jews. We're going to end up with a neighborhood. Rabbi said, we're not worried about that. Because lifnei iver mafkina, we have an obligation, lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. Don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind man. Don't lead someone to sin. Lifnei de lifnei lo mafkina. But we don't have a prohibition of before the before, right? So I did an act which is permitted. Now he may do out of that a second act. He may divide it up and then sell. Okay, so that's already another act that I'm not, I don't have a violation. I don't have an obligation.
Rabbi, is it outside of Eretz Yisrael?
No, in Eretz Yisrael. Right? According to Rabbi Yossi, you're allowed to lease to them in Eretz Yisrael, or in Syria, you can sell.
Rabbi, they knew the borderline of Eretz Yisrael, where the borderline is? Or
of course.
They knew.
Yeah, right? We learned it, yeah.
Okay, now, if somebody, a Jew bought a house across the street from the borderline,
that
piece becomes a part of Israel?
No.
Or?
That's kibush yachid.
It would not be part of Israel. Not be. And when they say far, far away from Israel, how far are they talking about? They're talking about...
Anything past Syria.
Anything past Syria would be far.
Yeah. Now, the mission... Yes,
sorry,
question.
It says that he sold his houses to other worshippers such that a neighborhood would be created. Well, in Israel, you cannot sell them a house anyway. Right.
You can't sell a house, correct?
Inside Israel.
Pray.
Outside Israel.
Like Syria.
Oh, you can sell it to them as long as they don't form a neighborhood?
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah. You can sell one house.
Is it the halacha?
The halacha, I didn't look up, so I can't comment on
that. But Rabbi Yossi saying basically, does this also apply to, let's say, the U.S.? Then you cannot sell condos anymore.
It doesn't necessarily mean it's
right. Imagine in New York right now, anywhere was a Jewish population, it's becoming Arab population. The Jews are moving out, Arabs are coming in the same place. They're taking over the old, you know.
Yeah. Used to be the blacks and the Hispanics used to take it over.
So the way the poskim put it is that you're allowed to sell houses outside of Israel to non-Jews because it's not our land. But you shouldn't sell or lease to three non-Jews together in a Jewish neighborhood.
Change the nature, I guess.
Because the Taz says if you bring in three non-Jewish families into a Jewish neighborhood, the Jewish neighborhood might become dangerous. But to one or two, you're allowed to sell or lease. And we're not worried that if you sell a lease to that one or two, he's then going to lease to others. That's the way the Taz understood this Gemara. No, thank you. Now, the Mishnah says, Achim Malkum Shamar Lahaskir, that even in those places that they said you are allowed to lease, that's only for storage, but not to live, because where he lives, he's going to bring in his idol. So the Gemara says, Mechlal Dikaduch Tudlo Mukri. Does that imply that there are places that you're not allowed to lease? Ustama Kirby Meir. So that sounds like the Mishnah is like Kirby Meir, that in Eretz Yisrael you can't lease houses to the non-Jew. The Rabbi Yossi, because if it's Rabbi Yossi, he holds Becholduch the Mogri. He holds you can always lease a house to the non-Jew. Rabbi Yossi said, just in Eretz Yisrael you can't sell, but everywhere you could lease. So this sounds like Rabbi Meir, this part of the Mishnah. Okay, Uvachol Makom, then the Mishnah says, finally, in every place, even outside of Israel, Lo Yisker Lo Merchatz, if a Jew owns a bathhouse and it has a big sign on it, Zev's bathhouse, Zev shouldn't lease it to a non-Jew because people are going to think that Zev's keeping his business open on Shabbos. And he hired the non-Jew to work and to heat up the water and to run the bathhouse. So Tanya went in a brayser. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, "Lo yiskar adza merchatzal obed kolchavim." A person should not lease out his bathhouse to a guy, mipnei because shenikral shmo. Because even after he leases it, everybody knows it as the Jew's business. They don't know that he's leasing the whole business. And obed kolchavim ze osa bo malacha b'shabbos of yom tovim. This non-Jew is going to be doing malacha on Shabbos and yom tov. He's going to be heating up water. And people are going to think that the Jew has an emissary, has a shaliach, the non-Jew, and the Jew is violating the law that he's having non-Jews doing work for him on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, from what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, it sounds like it's only to a non-Jew that you can't lease. Okay, but what about a Samaritan? Avalakutimai. What about a Samaritan? We know that the Samaritans were non-Jews who were brought to the north of Israel, to Samaria, after the 10 tribes were exiled by Sanherib. And initially they were attacked by the wild lions. So they were very scared. So they got a Jew to come and give them advice. He said, here you have to believe in God. You have to listen to the Torah. So they accepted the Torah, but they only believed in the written Torah, and they would have their own interpretations. And there's a whole question whether or not they're Jewish or not. Ultimately, the rabbis said that they were not Jewish, but they did keep certain things. They certainly kept the written Torah. And the written Torah, they kept it in an extreme way. Not only would they keep Shabbos, they wouldn't even have any fires going in the house on Shabbos, because they said, Lo Sabaru Eish. Means that you can't have a fire in the house. So what about renting a bathhouse to a Samaritan? So, Savalakuti Mai. So Mara says, Shari, you're allowed. You're allowed to, because Kuti, Eimar Avid Be Malacha. When will the Kuti do work? B'chala Shal Moed. He might do Malacha on Chala Moed, because there the Torah doesn't say explicitly not to do work. But Shabbos and Yom Tov, he's not going to do work. He's not going to heat up fires. And Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's a pasuk, Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Mosh Vosechem Yom HaShabbos. They keep the written Torah very strictly. So B'chol HaMoed, they're going to do work. B'chol HaMoed, Anan Nami Avdinan. B'chol HaMoed, we also would do the work. So that's not such a big deal, because we could do work. We could have a bathhouse going on B'chol HaMoed. It's Davra Ave to prevent from loss.
But then, the bathtub you're talking about?
Bathhouse.
Bathhouse, right. Not to lease it to a goy.
Right.
You're talking about the whole bathhouse?
Yeah.
But you were allowed to have a goy working there to run it, you know.
Exactly. That's why you can't lease it to the whole, to the guy, because people would think it's just a guy working there.
So you cannot lease it out, but you could have a Gentile working in there.
The assumption was that there were Gentiles working there. That was the assumption.
Opening, so what is the share?
Partnership would be different, right?
That's maybe.
First, you're not allowed to open it.
Okay, so again, we said in the bathhouse, you can't lease a bathhouse to a guy. Aval sodei lo bet kochavim, but about a field to the guy, what does it sound like? Shari, it sounds like you could lease a field to the guy. But you just can't feed, according to this, you just can't lease a bathhouse. My time, or why? Why aren't we worried in a field that the guy is going to be doing work on Shabbos and people are going to think that he's doing it on behalf of the Jew, like we were worried with the bathhouse? So the Gemara says, the field is different than a bathhouse. Arisei arususei kavit. When people are working in a field, they're normally sharecroppers. So this sharecropper, he does all the work, and he shares in a section of the profits. So if somebody sees this guy who leased my field working the field on Shabbos, he doesn't think, oh, I hired him to work on Shabbos. Mm. He thinks he's a sharecropper, he's working for himself. Mm. So the second Gemara says, so why can't I lease to him a bathhouse? And the guy, people will think that the guy is a partner, he's a sharecropper. So the Gemara answers, Arisa de Merchatz lav the inchi. That's not the norms of what happens in bathhouses. The norms of what happens in bathhouses is that I hire workers for a day, for an hour. So I'm paying a worker. So that's what people think it's going on. But in a field, what the norm is, sharecroppers. Tanya Linton Abraiser, Rabshuman Elazar Omer, Rabshuman Elazar says, Lo yaskir adam sadeo lukuti. A person, though, is not allowed to lease his field to the Samaritan. Mipneishan ikris al shmo, because it's still going to be called his field. Kuti ze also bo melacha v'cholo shel moed, and this kuti is going to do melacha on chol moed. Says the Gemara, you can't lease it to a Samaritan. Avalovit kochav emai, but to a guy, what does it sound like? Shari, it's allowed. Damri, because people are going to say arise, arisuse avid, that he's just being a sharecropper. Yachi kuti nami amri arise arisuse avid. Weren't people say about the kuti also that he's just a sharecropper? So the Gemara answers. Arisusa, Reb Shimon Elazar, Lesle. Reb Shimon Elazar is not permitting based on the fact that people are going to think it's a sharecropper. Elovid kochav my time, mutter, why are you allowed to lease the field to the guy? Tamina levitzayis, because the Jew tells him, I'm leasing the field to you, but don't work it on Shabbos. And he agrees, and he won't work it on Shabbos. So one second, kuti nami yamina levitzayis. If we make that deal with the kuti, it also won't work it on Shabbos. I'm on chol moed. I mean, that says kuti lo tzayis. The kuti won't listen to Amar because he's going to say anag mir nitzvei minach. I learned even more than you. Rabbi Chananya ben Akashia meretzah kadosh baruch hu lezakas Yisrael. Afi chachir b'lehem toru.